Day 1, The Goodness of God. Psalm 84:11, Amplified Version. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows grace and favor and honor. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Close your eyes with me for a moment and imagine the Lord himself shining down his radiant beauty on you, illuminating your heart with the light of his love, leading you through every moment of this day with his patient guidance and counsel, and thereby protecting you from harm as his light and glory shields you from depression, oppression, a heavy spirit, anxiety, chaos, or turmoil. Imagine, if you will, the warmth of his mercy, loving kindness, compassion, grace, and forgiveness washing over you until all that remains is the light of his favor upon your soul, the deep knowledge that he is always with you, watching over you, deeply interested in you, and intimately concerned about everything that concerns you. And because of his immense favor that rests upon you, and his kind-heartedness toward you, he leads you into situations and opportunities where you are shown favor and honor and goodness. Keep your eyes closed just a little while longer and imagine all of that goodness and mercy and generosity wrapped up into countless blessings, gifts of love, tokens of kindness, coming from the heart of a good, good Father who only knows how to love with his whole heart. That is the goodness of our God. There is no evil in him and no good thing that he would willingly withhold from us, his beloved sons and daughters. Take a few moments to pause in meditation, thoughtfulness, silent prayerfulness, and just allow the presence of God to rest upon you. Take a few moments or even a few minutes of quiet reflection and think about the goodness of God. Pause the recording if you need to, for as long as you need to, and then we will move on to our journal entry topics. Today's journal entry topics, number 1. If you had a difficult time envisioning the image I just painted for you, what messages or thoughts or contradictions about God's character were fighting against the image I portrayed for you? Ask the Holy Spirit to give you revelation and record your thoughts now. Number 2, if you could be absolutely assured that God is only good and filled with gracious intentions towards you, how would that change your current relationship with him? And number 3, additional scripture to meditate on, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. After you've taken some time to journal your thoughts, join with me in these affirmations and speak them and pray them over your life today. Return to them a couple of times today and continue to repeat them, declare them, prophesy them, pray them over your life today. Number 1, the goodness of God, his love, grace, and favor are shining down upon me every moment of today, leading and guiding me by his Spirit into wide open spaces of peace, joy, and contentedness. Number two, nothing can separate me from the goodness of God. Nothing can tear me away from the immensity of his loving kindness and tender compassions toward me. And number three, surely or only the goodness of God is my portion, my inheritance, and my joy today, because my amazing Heavenly Father loves to cause my heart to rejoice with delight. As we close today's meditation and devotion, close your eyes and receive this prophetic prayer as I release it over your heart and your life today. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I'm asking, Lord God, that you pour out the immensity of your goodness upon your sons and daughters today. May they have an ever-increasing awareness of the height and the depth and the width and the breadth of your great love for them. May they sense your tangible presence shining down your light and glory all around them today as they move about doing menial tasks, as they set their hands to whatever their day requires. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, make them keenly aware that you are with them, leading them, guiding them, ministering to them, healing them, empowering them, strengthening them, and reassuring them of your great love. In the name of Jesus, Father God, show yourself to be the good, good, good Heavenly Father that we know you to be. Shine down your goodness, God. Shine down your light and shine down your glory upon your sons and daughters this day.